Flexibility. I play guitar sometimes, and I was playing guitar with a band during a worship service several years back, and I had a cold. It was not a good cold. My nose started to run. I tried to sniff it up, and that worked for a little while, but then it got worse. I was still playing the guitar, but now not only was my nose running, but it was dripping. Wasn't sprinkly, it was like a river. I mean, it was gross. And it had reached the hand that was strumming the guitar while I'm playing, and I couldn't stop. So I quickly reached my hand toward my nose and wiped it fully across my sleeve and then continued playing the guitar. Most everyone in the congregation hadn't noticed. I had a very gooey sleeve. But otherwise, things were going along fine. I kept playing the guitar without further snottiness. I had to be flexible because sometimes it's important to be flexible like that. When John baptized Jesus, John had to be flexible. Not in the same way, but he didn't think things were going according to the plan. But Jesus looked at him and essentially, he said, John, just go with it. I know that he said more lofty things, but he really just communicated with John, do it. You know what needs to be done. Do it. Whoa. Flexibility that Jesus and John showed at Jesus' baptism, it's really present throughout all of Jesus' ministry. Instead of following the rules to the letter, he chose to do good rather than harm, even when it pushed against and even obliterated the rules. He did that often. The early church got that flexibility too. They understood what Jesus was trying to do. Remember, I've talked about this book. It's you know, next to the Bible. The Bible is our guide. The Bible is what we read and study and chew up and try to figure out. Then there's that little guide that the earliest disciples had called Didache, the teaching, the church manual. And here's what it says about baptism. In regard to baptism, baptize thus. After the foregoing instructions, baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in living water. If you have no living water, then baptize with, you know, other water. If you're not able in cold, then in warm. If you have neither, pour water three times on the head in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the earliest guide for how to do baptism. They were flexible. When did we lose that ability to be flexible? I hear way too much, my way is the only way kind of talk everywhere. I hear it from public figures. You do too. I hear it from extremist groups. You do too. I hear it from politicians. I hear it from church leaders. I hear it out of my own mouth. And I don't like it. Jesus was flexible in how things got done. He didn't let the rules, written or unwritten, get in the way of doing good. He didn't let societal boundaries get in the way of doing good. He didn't let his cousin's objections get in the way of doing something good. I know that when I say something like that, some people could think, are you saying that act first and ask forgiveness later is the way to go? Because we all have lived that at some point in our life, at least one day, right? I've done that before, and I'm sure I will again, but I'm saying more be flexible. That's it. Be flexible. Standing up, and I'm saying to myself, I'm saying to everyone here today, to everyone reading this, listening to a podcast, to church leaders, politicians, extremists, public figures, we got to be flexible. Find a way to do good. That is what we are called to do. Find a way to do good. But if you compromise all the time, you'll never get things done the right way, and things you do get done will be so watered down, they won't be accomplishing anything good at all. There has to be a line in the sand that can't be compromised. Every group has a line in the sand, and it's drawn so far in one direction that the other can't see it from any direction. Find a way to do good. Get to the simple place where we agree with someone that we never thought we could agree with, and work together on that one thing. If a couple of people can do that, then a few more people can do that. If a small group of people can do that, then a larger group of people can do that. And if a large group can do it, get it. Find a way to do good. Stop drawing lines in the sand. Start working together for good. Be flexible. Let it be so now. Isn't that what Jesus said? Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Find a way to do good. When John and Jesus were flexible, God was pleased. When the early Christians were flexible, God was pleased. When we find ways to be flexible enough to work together for good, God is pleased. When we find ways to be at true peace with one another, God is pleased. When we show love for God and for everyone, God is pleased. We can do this. Humankind can do this. We can find ways to work together for good. Find a way to do good. Keep that in mind. There are so many possibilities unfolding. Amen.